Let's read 2 Timothy 3, verse 15.
No!
I hear about latte, see, so. Is there a reverb on this thing? Is it too much? Just work on it for me. Can we read 1, 2, 3, go? And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ. Let's sing it like a mass choir. 1, 2, 3, go. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you because the entrance of your word bringing light and understanding to the simple. We are transformed by this word today. We are edified. The demons are terrified and you alone is glorified. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Put your hands together one more time on your way to your seat. Tell your neighbor, I'm saved. You don't sound convinced. Say, I'm saved. That's it. That's it. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Glory to God. I said, I'm saved. I'm looking for time to preach this thing today. Time is compressed for me. I said, I'm saved. You know what I taught you last Sunday and all the time I've been teaching you? When you hear the realities of the man in Christ, you rejoice. Aye. 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 Let's try something. Let's try something. Let's try some. Your sins are forgiven. Your bills have been paid. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are the healed of the Lord. You have divine health. You have the favor and the wisdom of God. You are fruitful. You multiply. You flow. Come on, shout glory. I'm checking the waters. Let's do another one. It's part of the message, you know. Let's try another one. He died for me. He died as me. When he was buried, I was buried with him. When he resurrected, I resurrected. Hey, and now I'm seated in show glory.
Glory!
Sit. Just checking the waters. Aye. You see? Hey. See, I'm preaching already. He's preaching with me too. Glory to God. I want to explain something from here. Listen. Jesus healed somebody. Angels didn't rejoice. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Angels didn't rejoice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus fed 5,000. Angels didn't rejoice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus turned water into wine. Angels didn't rejoice. But when one man turns to salvation,
yeah.
Angels say,
yes, sir.
There's rejoicing in heaven,
yeah.
Over one sinner. Hey, over one man that turns to salvation. I said salvation is the big miracle. Salvation is the big deal. Salvation is the big deal.
Yeah.
Come on, sir. I have the big. See, I have the big deal.
I have the big deal.
Sit, we're just talking. The next stand is on you. See, Jesus did miracles. Nobody rejoiced. Because when men receive things that don't have eternal relevance, only men rejoice. When men receive things that don't have eternal relevance, only men rejoice. But when we receive things that have eternal relevance, even spirits rejoice. Angels rejoice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. Because the man who is healed here can get sick again. Lazarus came back from the grave. He died again. You know Talita Kumi. She Kumi'd after. Aye, Koraba. But in him was life, and that life was the light of men. This light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God who came to bear witness. He came to bear witness of the light, but he was not the light. For Jesus is the light that lighted every man that comes. Come on, show glory.
Glory!
I feel the God punish the devil. I've got salvation. If you're wondering, I just read John chapter 1. Glory to God. It wasn't foreign languages. Sit, we're just talking. Sit. So when When men receive things without eternal relevance, only men rejoice. But when we receive things that have eternal relevance, even angels, spirits being rejoice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Kabaye. Kabaya is the response. Glory to God. You got it. Kabaye. That's my church. God punish the devil. That thing needs to be repeated. When men receive things that are natural, that are earthly, without eternal relevance, only men rejoice. But when we receive things that are of eternal relevance, even angels, even spirits, are you hearing what I'm saying? They rejoice. They rejoice. You know that no angel was troubled when they got healed, when healing came to man. No angel was disturbed when 5,000 loaves and whatever was shared. No angel was disturbed when Lazarus came back to life. But when man received eternal life, angels said, what is man? Vex. They start beef. Nobody beefed him when you got a car. It tells you that eternal life is bigger than car. So I may not have money in my account. If I have eternal life, it will produce all things that pertains to life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All things are in this salvation. All things. I said all things. I said all things. Yeah. Yeah. This is the boldness that we have. The confidence that we have. That's why I can smile when my pocket is empty. Because I have something more than gold. It's not just a song. It's a reality. Something more than gold. Salvation is more than gold. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Salvation is God parting to man. You know, in this part of the world, when you get married, the wife leaves his house and goes to the house of the man. In salvation, when we got married, the man, Jesus, left his house. God doesn't do long distance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on. He doesn't do what? Doesn't do what I've called. He calls you from within. He calls you from within. That's why there's no network problem. It's inside. Yeah, this is inside. Hey, that's what I mean. It's okay. Hey, that's it. Say, baby, can you hear me? No. Check where you are. Adam, where are you? See, he was still in the garden, but he was not where they left him. Because sin is a location, not an act. Sin is a location, not an act. In sin. That's why salvation is being saved or delivered from a place to another place. So he came to take him out from where sin was. Sin location to Graceville. In sin did my mother come. In a location called sin. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Anyone you can remember, write it like that. You listen to the tape later. Glory to God. I said glory to God in sin. So sin is a location. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Sin is a location. So salvation is being delivered from that place of sin to the place where righteousness reigns. Do you follow what I'm saying? You guys have messed up my notes. So I told you last Sunday that, you see, how you know that you're growing spiritually is not that you are learning new things. It's that you are being deepened in the thing you already know. It's not learning new things. It is growing depth in what you already know. So you are gaining mastery of the same knowledge. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are gaining mastery of the same knowledge. Let me break it down to you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He made me lie down in green pastures, not new pastures. It's green. So he will not eat green pastures today and go and eat a belabor leaf tomorrow. So it's still pastures. Listen to me. What is most important is that the pastures are fresh. Yeah. Because his mercies are new every morning. You're following. You get what I'm saying? So it's not new pastures, it's green pastures. So the shepherd is not looking for new food. He's looking for fresh pastures. Same word. But walk and listen. The same word that gets you saved, the same word that grows you. Did you hear what I said? The same word gets you saved, the same word that grows you. Why is this mic breaking? The battery's dead, something. Hallelujah. I said the same word that saved you is the same word that does what? Grows you. And I told you last Sunday, salvation is a common solution for a common problem seen that is common to all men. See, I'm just doing recap. If you miss a class, go get the tape. It's on Spotify. You can listen there. But I'm just doing this because I'm going to go somewhere with that. Salvation is a common solution for a common problem, in brackets, seen that is common to all. That's why. Why is it breaking, though? I hope it doesn't enter into my recording. You're going to hear from me. Hallelujah. Come on, they are not saved in this regard. Bring it. Hallelujah. Amen. Walk on that one, bring it back. Are you learning what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's a common solution for a common problem, in brackets, seen, that is common to what? All men. All men. All men. So I said that to say this. Listen to me, follow. If that is the case, then salvation cannot be you being saved from sickness. Listen to me. Now, I did not say God does not heal. But when we discuss salvation, it is not, it is within the confines of being saved from sin first. Are you following me? Salvation is not being saved from sickness. It is not being saved from poverty. Because you're getting two buses, you're preaching evangelism, and you're saying, come to Jesus and you'll be rich. If it were true, the moment you got saved, money would be in your bank account. But you've been saved for like 20 years, you're still broke. Tell me about it. And that's why people leave church after 5 years, because what you promised them, they did not get. But in reality, they got what the word promised. They didn't get what you promised, but they got what the word promised. The word promised eternal life for salvation. You promised them money. No, no, no. God doesn't throw cash from up. There's no printing machine in the skies. Even when God wants to give money, he sends men. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So don't be deceived. We don't preach a false gospel. Salvation is not about being saved from sickness, because the Bible says all have sinned. It didn't say all are sick. You didn't hear what I said. It didn't say all are sick. It didn't say all are broke. For salvation and the gospel to be one, it will be that it applies to all men across board. Then it will mean also that all men will have a particular need that is common to all men. Because we're not all sick. I'm not sick now, glory to God. So I don't need healing. I'm not sick, glory to God. That's my doctor saying, calm down, sir. No, I won't calm down. I'm not sick in the name of Jesus. Take it. I'm not sick. I'm not even broke, glory to God. You see, broke is a perspective. It depends on where you stand. From where I'm standing, my account is full. Are you hearing what I'm... From where I'm... For he shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. So, I'm using glory account. You are using... You are using Access Bank. Opay, Opay. Say, oh, in Opay. Say, oh... Oh, pay. You are begging him, oh, pay. Oh, but I use his glory according to the riches. Come on, shout glory. That's the bank I'm using. So when I check assets, there's no money. I check glory. I must cash. That one must pay. I'm not using... Is it? Even if I'm using palm pay, he's palm paid. I said he's palm paid. They put the nails in his palms.
and he paid my sins, past, present, and future. All my sins are forgiven. I said, all my sins are forgiven. Come on, shout glory. I've got salvation. I've got righteousness. I've got healing. I've got breakthrough. It's all in Christ. Come on, shout glory. Glory, glory, glory. Sit, sit. We're just talking. Clearly, I can't preach this thing today. Kurataba. Aya, kabaye. Aye. So in Acts chapter 8, you know, from about verse 9 to 20 something, there was a man called Simon Magus. Simon the sorcerer. His surname is Magus. He's not in the Bible, but he's in history research. You find it there. Simon Magus. It says, now for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great. Next verse. And all the people, both high and low, gave their attention and exclaimed, this man is rightly called the great power of God. No, they didn't say he has great power. They say he is the citadel. He's the Indabuski. He has many powers that he has not used. The Balibosh, Tambalibosh. Verse 11. They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his sorcery. So you can be in church, not this one, and be amazed by some things. But the church is not meant to for your amazement. It's not an amusement park. Church is not an amusement park. We are here to learn salvation. That's what 2 Timothy 3:15 was saying. From when you were a child, you had learned the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make you wise unto salvation, not amusement. But they're following this guy, so he had a ministry by the side. You know, Simon Magus Ministries. Verse 12, I need the wrong guys. But when they believed Philip as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. This verse. Simon himself believed and was baptized. Now, this is what they said. Why am I talking about this? Because you can be in church and see somebody who looks like they are saved, but they don't have salvation. Just because you joined workforce and you're carrying cable does not mean you have salvation. Just because you are here and you are cleaning chair does not mean you are clean. You know, for the one carrying cable, you have to be rewired by the renewing of your mind. Are you seeing what I'm saying now? Yeah. I'm just saying that. So that's why, because see, you pick somebody in church and you say, but I met him in church. I'm sorry. The church is a hospital. Some people are not responding to treatment. Yeah, but I met him in church. No, no, no. The problem is both of you met yourselves in church. You two, you know where. The person too know where. So two people that are not well met at the well. Una go fall inside well. You hear it? Well? It is well. No, no, no. Have you seen that skit? That, what's that thing? That, content. I came to church today to find you, but he said you're not in church. You have not seen that content? That one brother just entered church. He now sat down there. The sister I came to look for was not there. See, I will try next Sunday. So that one is not saved. Came to church for a babe. You see, but God is not looking for a babe. He's looking for the bride. Yeah. He came for the babe. The babe too came for the guy. So two deceptive people met themselves. Because God works in wonderful ways. His wonders to perform. You will meet your kind. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Next verse. So, okay. Now, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. Next verse. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Now, there's something very interesting here. Go back there. So they came and they prayed for the new believers to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, if you look at that carefully, you would think that being saved and having the Holy Ghost are two different things. Salvation is the filling of the Holy Ghost. So what they came to pray for here was the activation of the Spirit within. Because they had been saved, but there was no evidence by speaking in tongues. So when they came and laid hands on them here, they now spoke in tongues. Go to verse 16. I need to run. Because the Holy Ghost had not yet come on any of them. Now this is the uponness, not the indwelling, which will be evidenced by the speaking of tongues. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now come to LFC. LFC is Logic Foundation class. The next one starts after conference. Glory to God. Yeah. So they have simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Next verse. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. In other words, they spoke. Now you will know how we know that they spoke. Next verse. Fast, guy. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of... Because if something didn't happen, he wouldn't see. If he laid hands on them and nobody said anything, he wouldn't see anything. So when he saw that they laid hands on this guy, the guy started manifesting. See, that's power. He now said, I will give you money. You see what I'm saying? I will give you money so that you can give me that power, that citadel. You see, but you don't buy the Holy Ghost. That's the thing here. And notice, if this guy was really saved, the same thing that happened to the rest would have happened to him. Because they laid hands on him, it was empty head. He was among the new believers now. So they laid hands on him too. See, there cannot be activation for what's not inside. There's no activation for what is not inside. So he didn't receive the anointing. He didn't receive the Holy Ghost. So there will be no activation for him. Are you following? And this brings me something very important too. Salvation is not the pursuit of miracles. You don't grow the church by miracles. Now, I'm not saying we can't do miracles. You have been following church. People have been testifying of healings and all of that in church here. Even when we don't have a miracle service. As I'm preaching now, pain is going away. Amen. That's not how I taught you to Lambano. As I'm preaching now, pain is going away. Yeah. As a matter of fact, as I was preparing this morning, last night, I saw that someone who had a difficulty in breathing was healed. I don't know who you are. You're healed now. Go and check it. You had difficulty in breathing. You are healed. You can breathe fine. Check yourself. You can breathe fine. I saw it while I was preparing for the service. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Because Paul speaking about it, say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. So it means that every time we talk about Jesus, power is dispensed. You see what I'm saying? So when the apostles say, yeah, when the apostles said that we didn't come with enticing words of men wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Holy Ghost and power, it didn't exactly mean that they came preaching and doing miracles. The demonstration of the power and spirit is preaching the gospel. See, but by doing that, miracles will happen as a result. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you learning something? Good. So we don't build the church on miracles. If you raise the church on miracles, you will sustain the growth by miracles. That's why they changed to another parish after your miracles finished. You don't run the church or build the church on guest ministers. So the numbers go up when you have any guests. The numbers go down when the guests. You can't sustain ministry on guests. Guess what? You guys are okay. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I start teaching for today. You see, the first call of God on any man is salvation. The first call of God to any man is salvation call. So salvation precedes ministry. You can't be saying you are called to ministry when you've not been called to salvation first. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So all those who is calling my name, oh, no. At salvation you were called. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Yeah. If you call my name, I will answer it beyond time. If we say come for evangelism, you didn't show up.
waiting to hear. Jesus, if you come a billion times. No, it's not for the, it's me and you that is gisting now. Glory to God. Listen to me. The moment a man answers the call of salvation, he has answered the call to ministry. There's no other call after salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciled unto the world, not imputing their trespasses unto them, but has given unto us now the ministry of reconciliation, not the ministry of condemnation. That is it. 2 Corinthians 5:19. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So at the point where you're receiving salvation, you receive a message with it. So your salvation is your empowerment to preach. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So the man who is saved is called. Already. There's no special call after salvation. You will grow into the fivefold if there's need for that for your life. You know, I know somebody who just got saved. Say, sir, sorry, I want to know, am I in the fivefold? See, if you start ministry like that, you will fold up. The believer is not called to start looking for the fold he belongs to. Your first fold is a local church. Stay planted and grow. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, am I an apostle? That's why you're just 10 years old. You have apostle by your name. You have not even traveled anywhere. Just apostle. What is your problem? Major prophet. Major one. Are you listening to me? It is as you devote yourself to ministry, to the call, to service, that you will find yourself growing into office. You don't jump into office. You grow into office. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. Glory to God. I said glory to call. So the call in itself is deliverance from the past and entrance into the possibilities of the God life. Should I say that again? The call in itself is deliverance from the past and entrance into the possibilities of the God life. Now, religion is man's attempt to make peace with God. Salvation is God settling the dispute with man. Should come again. The call in itself is deliverance from the past and entrance into the possibilities of the God life. I like this church y'all are writing. Say it again. The call in itself is deliverance from the past and entrance into the possibilities of the God life. Next point that I said was religion is man's attempt at making peace with God. Religion is man's attempt at making peace with God, whereas salvation is God settling the dispute with man. Religion is man's attempt at making peace with God. Salvation is God settling the dispute with man. You find that in 2 Corinthians 5:19, MSG. Same thing that we just read. Give me the message translation. It says, how, you ask, in Christ, God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong. Now, you're giving me 21. I did give you 19 first. I'll give you 19, 2 Corinthians 5:19, MSG. Okay. Where is this thing? No, not here. It's 19. It's clumped up in one place. It's around here. So we are Christ's representative. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We are speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. Glory to God. So we're not trying to make peace with God. God made peace with us. It's called katalasso. I taught you that already, right? Katalasso. 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 What it means is the offended party came to make peace. Now you vex God. God can't beg you. Are you listening to what I'm saying now? You know, some of you in a relationship and somebody offended you, I'm the bigger person. God was the bigger person in salvation. Are you listening to what I'm saying now?
Somebody has to ask the bigger person. It was God who acted the bigger person. He didn't wait for us to plead with him. You see, he offered himself to redeem you and then begged you to accept the offering. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God offered himself to redeem you. Then he begged you to say, please accept what I offered. That's salvation. It wasn't your making. It wasn't your impute. It wasn't your contribution. It was God and God alone. Completely God alone. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yeah. Katalasu. So how did he do it? Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 to 18. Give me the NLT, MSG, TLB, TPT. Are you ready to learn? Now, because God's children, now follow carefully, guys. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die. Hey, you should be shouting at this point. Are you understanding what you're reading? Listen. See, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die. And only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. So what he's saying is, God wanted to save man. But when you check the equation, God can't save man as God. So because man is flesh and blood, God became flesh and blood. Yeah. It's called the law of identification. Hey, yeah, robaha. He became flesh and blood because you can't save something you are alien to. You can't save something that you are not connected to. You can't save something that you're not identified with. So to save us, he identified with us. Yeah. Are you following what I'm saying? Give me the next translation. I need to run. MSG. Look at this. Since the children are made of flesh and blood, it is logical, because we're logic. It is logical that the Savior took on flesh and blood in order to rescue them by his death. By embracing death, taking it into himself, he destroyed the devil's hold on death and freed all who cower through life, scared to death of death. Give me the next translation. Look at this. Since we, God's children, are human beings made of flesh and blood, he became flesh and blood too by being born in human form. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For only as a human being could he die. Spirits need to die. So for God to die, God became man to die. Are you following what I'm saying? Scripture. For only as a human being could he die, and in dying break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Go to the next verse. Only in that way could he deliver those who through fear of death. Not through death, through fear of death. Yeah. So it was the afraid of death that was the problem. Having been living all their lives as slaves to constant... Now, see where I was going to. So he became flesh and blood to die for us, to save us. So I told you, the law of what? The law of what? Say it loud, the law of what? Say it louder, the law of what? I'm not hearing you. Law of what? One more time, the law of what? So, what this means is God, Jesus, identified with us in the presence of Jesus to die for us, to save us, to bring us back to himself. Now, follow carefully. So, whilst we were the ones, first of all, whilst we were shouting, identify as Christ, identify as God, he was the first person who identified first. So when he showed up at the courtroom, they said, no, you're not meant to be here. The person who's seen is Clarkson. He said, no, I identify as Clarkson. He said, no, boy, Zemeka, I identify as Zemeka. So he stood on our behalf, bearing all our names. So he identified as us so we can identify as him. So I can't say I identify as Christ if he didn't say he identified as me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So salvation is man identifying with God and God identifying with man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Christ identified as me. Identified with me. In other words, he came to the place where he now took on my pains. So we do not have a high priest who is not touched by the feelings of our infirmity. Because see, your high priest must be a man to plead well for you. Are you following what I'm saying? So Jesus, that's why it's so powerful. Sit. It's so powerful to realize that even Paul's ministry began on the premise of identification.
Yes, sir.
Paul's ministry began on the premise of identification. Acts chapter 9, verse 4 and 5. And a great light fell on him, and then he fell down. And he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, 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 why persecutest thou me? Glory to God. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? me, not the church, not the Christians and the Jews in Israel. Yeah, I said, Paul, why persecutest thou me? Me. You didn't hear what I said. I said, me. So God stands before the problem and says, why are you troubling me? You are going through hard time. It's only hard time. Why are you troubling me? Because what you are facing, God is facing. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? That's the law of identification. So, Jesus is saying to Paul, when you touch the church, you touched me. Because by death, burial, resurrection, I have become one with them. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So the first thing that Paul learned in his life was identification. That's why he can say, it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who died for me, who loved. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come on, shout glory. And then next verse is going to shout, he died for me. He died as me. When he was buried, I was buried with him. When he resurrected, I resurrected with him. And now I'm seated in Christ in heavenly. Come on, shout glory. That's identification. That's the first thing that Paul learned. So you can declare, henceforth, let no man touch me, for I bear in my body the marks of Jesus Christ. Even though he hadn't been flogged then, glory to God, he borrowed the marks of Jesus. That's why they flogged him extra one. They gave Jesus 39, they gave Paul 40. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hear what I'm saying? And that's why you can also boldly declare, Clarkson is here, Jesus is here. Come on, can you bask in that for 2 minutes? Hey, Felix is here, Jesus is here. Hey, Donnie is here, Jesus is here. Hangley is here, Jesus is here. MG is here, Jesus is here. MSG is here, Jesus is here. Decree and declare, wherever I am, Jesus has come in. Come on. Wherever I am, Jesus has entered. Are you hearing me, somebody? Come on, are you hearing me, somebody? I don't need to travel to anywhere to get some charm or juju. If I show up, Jesus has shown up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If this is your reality, throw up your hands and shout, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Now, it is on the premise, I can't even go to the end of my teaching, glory to God. And it's the premise of this thing that we realize that angels cannot be redeemed. Because he didn't identify as them. You can only save what you are identified with. And he couldn't identify with angels because that would be reducing sons to servants. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Angels can't be redeemed. Hey, look out for the devil. He's been out there for a long time. Nobody saved him. Yeah. He can beg all he wants. He can't even beg because there's no salvation for him. Because listen to me, the predestination of angels is to stay as servants. The predestination of men is to become sons in Christ. I'll say it again. The predestination of angels is to stay as servants. The predestination of men is to become sons in Christ. Come on, say, I'm a son. You don't sound like you're confident. I'm a son. Yeah. Glory to God. So salvation is God identifying with man and man identifying with God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The next thing you want to understand is whatever God did as salvation reveals his character at all times. Whatever God did as salvation shows you the character of God forever. What did he do as salvation? He saved. That's why God cannot kill. Because salvation revealed his character. See, in Bible, Genesis, the first time God killed, he killed to save. You're not here. You're not here. The first time God killed in the Bible, he killed to save. He killed an animal to save man. Hey, oh my God. I like the way she shouts. Oh my God. The answer will be oral. The first time God killed, he didn't kill somebody. He killed something to save man. So on the scale of preference, man is higher than things. So why would you think God put sickness on you? Salvation reveals the true character of God. He saves always. If he saved that time, he can save now. That's why the Bible calls him the ever-present help in times of trouble. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Always present to help, not to kill. The next time God killed, he killed himself to save you. Because the first interpretation was stayed throughout scripture. He killed the first time to save. He will kill again to save. Now he couldn't kill anything. He had to kill himself. Come on, glory to God. God killed himself to make his enemies family. You hear what I'm saying? He killed an animal to save them in the garden. Next time he killed himself. He killed himself because they didn't kill him. For no man can take my life. I lay it down and I take it up again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Scriptures must be fulfilled. God killed himself. But you see, he can't be called suicide because he got up on the third day. Aya, kabaye. He can't be called suicide. He killed himself. He got up again by himself. Before you say, he suicided himself. No. It's not homicide. It's not suicide. It's not anything inside. He's inside. Glory to God. Are you enjoying the series? Don't worry, next Sunday is going to be bloody. This Thursday, I'm going to do our salvation part 2. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No. Yeah, I missed the time. It wasn't in Fanny. Fanny is not this Thursday. It's next week Thursday. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Hallelujah. Can I end this thing, Jesus Christ? So grace is not by works then. It's by what? Grace. It's not by works. It's by grace. Grace is not by works. It's by grace. You see it in Romans chapter 11, verse 16, NLT, MSG, TPT. Romans 11, 6. Now, and since it is through God's kindness, then it is not by their good works. For in that case, God's grace will not be what it is really, free and undeserved. You see that now? Give me the Message translation. Now, it is the same today. There is a fiercely loyal minority still. Not many, perhaps, but probably more than you think. They are holding on, not because of what they think they are going to get out of it, but because they are convinced of God's grace and purpose in choosing them. If they were only thinking of their own immediate self-interest, they would have left long ago. And next verse, this is a long read. They put it all together in one place. And since it is by God's grace, it can't be a matter of their good works. Come on, say it's not by my works. Say it's not by my works. It is by what he did. Say it louder, say it's by what he did. Now, since it is by grace, it can't be by a matter of their good works. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a gift of grace, but earned by human effort. Glory to God. So what he's saying in essence is when it comes to salvation, you don't have any impute, you don't add anything, you just take what God has done for you. And you see, the clear picture of that would be the thief on the cross. I like that guy. Sharp guy. He gonna kill everybody and just get into heaven by a streak of chance. I almost missed it. I lied. He entered. He did everything stupid, but he made it in. Why? He understood Kairos. See, salvation is the Kairos of the man in Christ. There's Kairos and there's Kronos. Kronos is the order of things. Kairos is a specific time in life where there's an opportunity at hand. That time on the cross was Kairos. The guy was sensitive and he jumped into it. Now, what I want to show you is this. Whatever was not a requirement for the man on the cross is not a requirement for glory to God. Whatever was not a requirement for the man on the cross is not a requirement for the believer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The thief on the cross did not do baptism. I don't need it to make to be saved. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? He says, should I say it again? Whatever was not a requirement for the thief on the cross is not a requirement for salvation. I'll say it again. Whatever was not a requirement for the thief on the cross to get saved is not a requirement for salvation. The thief did not pay tithe. He just said, remember me today in your kingdom. That's all. I said, that's all. I said, that's all. That's a good place to rejoice. Because God is not asking something extra from you. His debt is enough. He's just saying, put faith in what I've done. You don't need to pay for it. You don't need to pay for it. You don't need to buy this one. Who am I talking to? You don't need to get baptism. You don't need to pay tithes and offering. He just said, put faith in the finished work. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hey. When the thief showed up in heaven, he started interrogating him. How did you come here? He said, the guy in the middle. The guy there said, I should come. The guy said, I should come. The guy said, I should come. This is a good place to rejoice. The guy said, I should come. Say, but you didn't pay your tithes. I don't know about that. The guy said, I should come. But how about LFC? I've not heard it before. The guy there said I should come. How about LDC? The guy there said I should come. How about LMT? I don't even know if it exists. The guy there said I should come. Who said you should come? That's what's important. Who said you should come? Come on, who said you should come? I can't hear my church. Who said you should come? The way you are sitting and standing, come on. Who said you should come? I said, holler the name. Who said you should come? I said, who said you should come? Help me put Jesus on the screen. Who said you should come? When I show up before the court of heaven, who said you should come? Hey. Who said you should come in? Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, all ye gates. When the gates were lifted for him, they were lifted for you. Even the thief who was not qualified became qualified by grace, because God does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called. Who am I talking to? If he has called you, he has qualified you. If he has called you, he's put a mark on you. If he has called you, he's put a seal on you. You don't need a requirement. You don't need no more entry forms. Jesus is enough. Breaking news, Jesus plus nothing is enough. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. If I have Jesus, I have all I need. If I have Jesus, I'm going to rest, baby. If I have Jesus, I'm just going to keep dancing and rejoicing. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. All things have become new. This is my reality. This is my inheritance. Yes. This is my joy. I've got Jesus.
Jesus.
I've got everything. One more time, who called you?
Jesus.
So the thief didn't have to come down to go tell his people that he offended. I'm sorry. There was never a time he apologized on the cross. So apology is not a way to heaven. Did you hear what I said? If it's not required of him, it's not required of you. Apology is not a gateway to heaven. I said he quotes me anywhere. He did not go down and say, you know, I raped your daughter. Now, as bad as that is, glory to God. I said, glory to God. I feel the anointing of God in this room. Come on, declare, I'm saved forever. Shout it one more time. Say, I'm saved forever. One more time. Who asked you to come? I said, who asked you to come?
Jesus.
You don't sound convinced and say, who asked you to come?
Jesus.
Who asked you to come?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together, give God praise in this room. Ah, with this few words of mine, I hope I've been able to convince you. I did try. If you want to clap, clap. Sit, 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 sit. Hallelujah. I was scrolling the notes. Should I go? Should I go? Still plenty, but leave it for next Sunday. No, Thursday I'll do our salvation. I want to teach you some things. Seven doctrines of salvation, three types of salvation. Are you getting blessed in this church, guys? Yeah. If it's your first time, please stay planted. Church, no sweet spots like this. It's salvation every time. I said, I'm saved forever. Tell your neighbor, you are saved forever. You don't sound convincing. Say, you are saved forever. Guy didn't need to pay any money. He didn't need to come down from the cross. He didn't need to come down. Say, today. Today. Some of you will still think there's a screen in heaven going to show your problems and show your... He does not exist. Why? They didn't display anything about the thief on the cross. Because, they didn't display anything about the thief on the cross. Because if the display was necessary, Christ would say, wait, let me check your record. In Christ, records don't count. No records. They didn't check his records. They didn't check anything concerning the guy. Say, today. No, it's not check your particulars. No. Today you will be with me. Today. Hi. Salvation is so sweet. Today you will be with me. And what he said to the thief, he said to you. You hear what I'm saying? The thief did not enter with any good character. He entered as a thief who believed. That's why I'm saying you will see the prostitute on your streets there who believed in one street evangelism. Who believed in one morning cry? She's still doing her runs, but she believed. She will run into the heavens. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You be there shouting, Ojoro, Ojoro. No, grace is Ojoro. It's divine Ojoro. Haya. None of works, lest any man should boast. Come on, we have nothing to boast of. It's all grace, that it might be grace. Put your hands together, give God praise one more time. Hallelujah. I'm trying. I wanted to go finish this thing, but... Oh, Shadaba. Can somebody rejoice in this room?
You have rescued my life. You have rescued my life. And I'm never going back. You have rescued my life.
You have rescued my life.
Yeah.
You have rescued my life.
And I'm never
going back.
My response. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're my redeemer.
Hallelujah.
My response. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're my salvation.
You're my redeemer.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Come on, if that's your testimony, put your hands together. Give God praise one more time. Hallelujah. If today is your first Sunday at the Logic Church Mainland, can you please wave? Oh my God, there's one hand there already. Another hand here. Please, can you be upstanding? Let's welcome you right. Let's honor you, please. Be upstanding. Help them stand. Keep clapping your hands. Keep rejoicing with them.
Come on, guys. Is that how you sound if you're saved? Make some noise, guys. Hallelujah. Please keep standing for a minute. If you're not a new member, sit down. Let them shine. Don't be taking their glory. Please keep standing for a minute. Keep standing for a minute. This is the Logic Church, and Logic is an acronym for what, guys? No, they didn't hear you. I said Logic is an acronym for words. If not only you, I don't blow. Glory to God. So this is the Logic Church, and Logic is the acronym for the love of God in Christ. And we believe that you didn't show up here by happenstance, but by the divine summons of Elohim. In other words, God brought you here to hear the teaching of his word and grace that has power to transform your life and give you an inheritance among the saints, which will be all of God's people.